On Wednesday, provincial and federal Crown prosecutors went over an agreed statement of facts about the case. Cole sold cocaine by the ounce to undercover police on three occasions before a search warrant was executed on his home on Stevens Drive in Sackville, where police found 80 grams of crystal meth, 26 grams of psilocybin mushrooms, more than $8,000 in cash, along with items that included scales, baggies, 8 cell phones, a cocaine press, and a money counter. They also found a .22 caliber handgun and 2 silencers at a time when Cole was under a release order not to own or possess any firearms. Cole also admitted to charges from May 2021 when he went to a home on Upper Abujagan Road and assaulted Henry Alexander Joseph Potty, striking him with a shovel. During that encounter, Cole also broke a bedroom window, putting an accelerant inside the building, some of which caught on fire. Other charges including driving while his license was suspended on 2 consecutive days in May 2021 and breaking and entering a building in Memramcook owned by the provincial government, where he stole 3 containers of paint. He also admitted to possession of goods obtained by crime, a trailer worth approximately $7,000. Sitting in the prisoner's box and wearing handcuffs, Cole said he didn't object to any of the facts as presented by prosecutors. Provincial Court Judge Troy Sweet sentenced him to 4 years in prison minus 223 days for time served, the sentence requested by prosecutors, telling Cole he needed to take steps to turn his life around. Cole didn't have any previous criminal record. The judge also agreed to a request from the defense allowing Cole to serve additional time instead of paying fines, which the defense said Cole was unable to pay. The defense lawyer said Cole had turned to religion while incarcerated, now attending Bible studies, and about 3 weeks ago he became the father of a baby boy. Also on Wednesday, charges were withdrawn against 2 other Sackville residents in connection to the interprovincial drug trafficking case, Brittany Allen and Catherine Johnson. The case has another twist. Henry Potty, the man that Taylor Cole struck with a shovel, stands accused of first-degree murder. Police have said they believe that Potty, along with Sean Patrick Patterson, murdered Jamie Laird on May 25th, 2021, in Upper Cape. That was just a few days after Potty was attacked by Taylor Cole. It's unclear whether those events were connected, but CHMA will continue to follow the story as it unfolds in court.